Summertime in Wyoming means more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. In the Bighorn Mountains near Sheridan, trails are getting busier every year. One local organization has proposed an expansion to a trail system that gives locals more opportunities to explore the mountains. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler has more.
Red Grade Road starts a few miles southwest of the town of Bighorn and winds through the Bighorn Mountains. Right near the road is the Red Grade Trail System, which is a couple miles of scenic hiking and biking loops through the foothills. Hikers can see tall trees, small streams, and the bright wildflowers that bloomed earlier this season. Since the trails are so accessible, they've gotten busy over the past few years, and popular. A survey by the Sheridan Recreation District shows residents want more opportunities like this to get outside.
The number one outdoor need that folks in our community felt they needed were hiking and biking trails. In fact, 66% of respondents listed that as their top priority.
Chris Verba from the Sheridan Community Land Trust says his group, along with Sheridan County, proposed an expansion to the Red Grade Trail System. It includes 15 miles of non-motorized trails and 3 parking areas. Verba says it will provide more access to the mountains for residents who want it.
So that's hiking, biking, bird watching, flower looking, equestrian, of course. But ultimately, they'll have opportunities to be able to get out and experience what makes the Bighorns so special and so beautiful.
The proposed trail expansion weaves through land owned by Sheridan County, the Bureau of Land Management, and the U.S. Forest Service. The Land Trust would be responsible for funding, building, and maintaining the trails. Since the project is so large, it may take years for it to be completed. Verba says the expanded Red Grade Trail System will be a way to foster sustainable activity in the area for years to come.
It's not always easy to get up to the top of Red Grade, and this winds up being able to provide more recreational opportunities.
In May, the Forest Service approved the proposal in a draft decision and released the final environmental assessment. Sarah Evans-Curl is with the Forest Service in Sheridan.
The decision's been made. We do have the objection process we still need to go through to finalize it.
The Council for the Bighorn Range, a conservation group, filed one of 3 objections to the decision. Its president, Rob Davidson, says he thinks the Forest Service hasn't fully taken into account the impact the expansion would have on the forest.
We believe the environmental concerns were not fully recognized against the environmental impacts of this area that has not been developed before. They were underestimating the impacts because they're not just simply going to have day use. They're also going to have events and community activities and stuff like that based around the area.
Davidson says the forest plan states some of the land is supposed to be managed for wildlife, not recreation. He says the wildlife is already stressed from the increased traffic on Red Grade Road over the years.
As they point out, the elk got moved by the increasing traffic on Red Grade, and with the assumption is that they got moved off here further. Now this goes even into pushing them off further up into the north and to the east, and we don't think that was fully considered.
Amy Ormseth, district ranger for the Tongue Ranger District, says the wildlife management designation means wildlife takes precedent, but recreation is also an established part of that area.
That management area still has a plant and wildlife habitat emphasis, so that other things in the area, not that they can't exist there, it's just that they're, when we come to make decisions in those areas, we just want to make sure that that stays as an emphasis.
The environmental assessment states the wildlife is already impacted by the increased traffic on Red Grade Road and the current recreation in the area. It adds the proposed trails are close to the main road and likely won't have any adverse effects on the wildlife in the area. The Regional Forest Service Office in Denver is now reviewing the objections and the draft decision and hopes to have a response to the Council for the Bighorn Range by September 3rd. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Bighorn.